Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Despite a majority of Americans rejecting the idea that biological males should be allowed to compete in women's sports, the Biden administration continues to champion an interpretation of Title IX that mandates this very thing. I'm Abigail Hoffland, and today on Faith Under Fire, we're speaking with attorney Matt Sharp from Alliance Defending Freedom about a lawsuit involving the Association of Christian Schools International. Thanks for joining us today, Matt.
Hey, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So to jump right in, can you give a brief overview of this lawsuit and clarify who all is involved?
This lawsuit first came about because of actions that the Biden administration was taking, specifically executive order and guidance documents that were telling states, schools, colleges, and others that they were going to have to operate in ways that conflict with the clear language of Title IX, specifically allowing males to compete on female teams. And so the lawsuit was first brought by a group of, I think it was about 20 states that were concerned about this, that felt this violated Title IX, that also conflicted with some of the state Save Women's Sports laws that many of these states have passed that specifically said males can't compete on female teams. So that was how the lawsuit started. And then Alliance Defending Freedom, we joined in on behalf of schools that are part of the Association of Christian Schools International, and also a female athlete that would be impacted by this as well. And so we joined as part of this lawsuit challenging this, these actions by the Biden administration as conflicting with Title IX and really being outside of the authority of the Biden administration to do.
Who really has the power to enforce one interpretation of Title IX over another?
So typically it has been the various administrations. So usually the Department of Education and the Department of Justice have jurisdiction to enforce Title IX. And so we've seen them in instances where there's been, you know, schools or colleges that have deprived women of equal opportunities, where there's been enforcement. And it really started under the Obama administration that we saw them trying to use Title IX to sort of push gender identity ideology on schools and colleges and start going after schools, for example, that were not allowing a male into the female restroom locker room or using it in the sports context. So we're seeing this effort by really the Obama and then Biden administration to misuse Title IX, to misuse their enforcement authority, to rewrite it without congressional authority and in ways that directly conflict with the plain language of Title IX.
So just to clarify here, ACSI schools themselves are not required to allow biological males on women's teams because they don't receive federal funding. But their athletes are still affected because they may play in leagues where the competition would include males. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
Can you give some examples of the impact this has had on female athletes?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've seen how when these policies are being implemented at the state level, the impact it has. So, for example, in Connecticut, their state athletic association adopted a policy similar to this several years ago. And two biological males who had one of whom had previously competed in the males division switched to competing in female track and field. And within just a matter of months began quickly dominating women's track and field throughout Connecticut and throughout New England. And between the two of them, they captured, I think, 15 championships, 16 or 17 records that were previously held by young women in over 80 instances where a young woman lost a spot on the team, lost the opportunity to advance to the next round of competition or a spot on the podium because of these two males. And so we saw how just in one small state, two males truly upended women's sports as we know it. We're also representing young women in Idaho. Idaho is one of the 21 states now that have passed a women's sports bill. They competed in track and field and also had instances where a male was allowed to compete in some of the women's categories and was, again, taking records, taking opportunities away from female athletes. So we're unfortunately seeing more and more instances of this pop up, which is why, again, these 20 states were pushing back to say this is undermining what we're trying to preserve for young women in our state and the opportunities that sports provides them.
Where do things stand legally right now with this case as of oral arguments, and what's the next step in the judicial process?
So federal court initially ruled in favor of our lawsuit and the state's lawsuit, telling the Biden administration, you can't enforce this unlawful interpretation against these 20 states that are part of the lawsuit. The Department of Education appealed that. So now we'll be waiting on a decision from the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. Again, we're optimistic that they will uphold the lower court's decision and reaffirm that the Biden administration can't rewrite federal law.
You've been listening to a conversation with Matt Sharp of Alliance Defending Freedom on today's edition of Faith Under Fire, where we tackle the issues facing Christian citizens and culture. For Family Life News, I'm Abigail Hoffland.